Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement, and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. So I am doing something completely different this week, and I am recording this live on Facebook in the Facebook group, and then I will be sharing it with you guys on the podcast. So if you guys are not familiar with my Facebook group, we have a great Facebook community. It is a private Facebook group, which I will link to in the show notes. If you're not in that group, we have a little over 2,000 ladies in this group, and it's a really great group where you are welcome to share your wins, your struggles, ask questions, and everything in between. So it's a really great supportive group, and it's a place that you can connect with me in maybe a more personal way than you can on my business Facebook page. I don't really share pictures of like my kids and stuff on my business page, but I do in the group. I share more personal things like that, like I would share on Instagram. So it's a great Facebook group if you aren't familiar with it. But anyway, I thought it would be fun to pop on here and kind of record the podcast and do the Facebook Live. I have a kid-free house, and of course, we have to take advantage of that. So thank you everyone who is joining me live. Hopefully this will be fun and not awkward. All right, guys. So I want to talk to you guys this week about how to give yourself and your entire life in general a spring refresh. So a lot of the times we'll see people talking about doing like a spring cleaning for your house or a declutter or this and that, you know, like a spring refresh. So I literally thought of this idea this morning, and I thought, I've got to share this. This is a great idea. And so I bumped the topic that I had planned for this week's podcast to another week, and here we are. So I was thinking about the whole just spring refresh idea and all of the different areas that we can refresh ourselves and our life in general. And I was working through my power sheets, which you guys know I'm obsessed with the power sheets by the Cultivate What Matters team. And they're every new season, so every 3 months, there is a seasonal refresh. And I obviously am about to do the spring refresh this week. So I was kind of looking at it and kind of seeing what questions I needed to be thinking about, and I prep for my power sheets work. This is how I do it. So I was kind of like pre-reading and thinking, okay, yeah, this weekend I need to be working through the spring refresh and what kind of things do I need to have on my mind. And I read this quote that Laura Casey had put in there, and part of it was, it's a time of planting new seeds, blooming, and celebrating. And to me, this means, you know, spring is a season of new life. And you guys know that I will take advantage of any situation to like use that motivation, right? So you heard me saying the same thing at the beginning of the year that you're going to hear me say now, basically, that if that motivation is what you need to help you go hit the next goal or go to the next level or take the next step or, you know, adopt a new habit or whatever it is, don't let that feel cliche. Okay. Like it feels a little cliche when you're like, oh, you know, I'm spring refreshing my life, or I'm setting these New Year's goals, these New Year's resolutions. And it feels really cliche. And you're like, yeah, but I probably won't stick to it. I mean, probably by the summer I'll trail off. Don't think like that. It doesn't matter. Even if it is cliche, even if you are doing it because it's a change of a season, or if it's the change of the year or the change of the month, or because it's Monday or whatever it is, if that's what it takes to get you motivated, run with it. Okay. And that's kind of how I feel about the spring. Like it's starting to warm up here. I know it's not for everyone, depending on where you are in the country. But it's quite warm here in Texas already. And, you know, everything's blooming. And I'm just like, oh, I feel so much more inspired, so much more ready to just tackle my next goal and all my things that I want to do. And so I was thinking, you know, how can I share this with you guys? And I was looking through the spring refresh and I was like, yep, bam, bam, bam. We got to record this for the podcast. And here we are. So the first thing I think that you can do to give a spring refresh to yourself is to freshen up your home. And I think that that is really like, should really be one of your first steps. That was one of my first steps on my intentional living journey, was to declutter my house and adopt minimalism. Because it's just your surroundings. When your surroundings are chaotic, when you wake up and you're already behind, you know, when you go to bed and you're just like, I should have done this, I should have done that, I didn't do the laundry, I didn't do the dishes, you know, this is cluttered, this is a mess, you know, you have all of that. That's in your subconscious. That affects every single part of your day, your life, everything. I know this because even though I am a pretty legit minimalist at this point, living in a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom, 750 square foot house with a family of 5 and a dog who is bigger than my children. I still, like last night, for example, I was exhausted. I did a ton of work and, you know, I managed to throw some laundry in the washer. I managed to sweep the floor. I managed to get everyone fed, but I didn't do the dishes. And I went to bed with that little ping of guilt of like, I should have done it, right? So multiply that times 1,000 when you're in the situation like we were, 3,200 square feet and still bursting at the seams with clutter. That is overwhelming. So you've got to clean up your space, the environment that you exist in, right? And the main place for us, it's going to be our home, of course. But that also translates to your car, your workspace, you know, all of that. My go-to person for this, obviously, Ali Casaza and her decluttering literally changed my entire life, as a lot of you know and also follow Ali. But Kendra Hennessy is another person who she focuses mostly on cleaning and like getting in the rhythms and having the checklists and all the things, and she's amazing at it. And I will link to her website in the show notes. That is your go-to girl for getting a clean house and getting some rhythms set up with that kind of stuff. And I'm going to be talking about this. I'm going to be sharing about this in the upcoming issue of my Rise and Shine newsletter. If you're listening to this on the podcast, it this week already came out. But for those of you joining me live on Facebook, it's the next coming up April 2nd issue. I'm going to be sharing a little bit more about Kendra and what she does and her links and stuff. You guys, and also shout out my Rise and Shine newsletter. If you guys are not on that newsletter list, you guys can find a link here in the Facebook live or in the show notes to get on that newsletter. It's coming out every single Tuesday morning, every week. It is awesome. It is a place that you can get exclusive content that you can't get anywhere else. You can get access to new blogs that I write several weeks before I will publish them out to everyone else. You can get all kinds of stuff that is exclusive just for the newsletter list. And it is so fun. It is just growing and growing. And I love it. I'm so obsessed with it right now. So another thing that you can do is, which is really, really where it ties in like a minimalist, clean house journey with your budgeting journey. This is where you're not just decluttering for the sake of having a clean house. You're decluttering for the sake of, I can sell some of this junk and make some money. And so I have taught a couple of times my Flip Your Clutter into Cash workshop. And I have a replay that is available that I can link to if you guys are interested in it. And I'm actually going to be doing a whole podcast episode on this, episode 39, that's going to come out on April 18th. So if you're interested in hearing more about this, you can hear that on the episode of the podcast, or you can check out that workshop replay. And basically the idea behind this flipping your clutter into cash is exactly what it sounds like. Instead of, you know, people talk about flipping houses, you know, you buy them with the intent to resell them. Well, this is with the intent of you're decluttering your house with the intent to sell this stuff. So you start to look at things a little more differently when you do this. You're just like, okay, do I really need this jewelry? I never wear it. I actually could make some money on it, or this furniture, or, you know, I go way more into detail in the workshop, and obviously I'm going to do a whole podcast episode on it. But just be thinking about that. If that is one of your spring goals to declutter, is where can you sell this stuff? Like, what is sellable and what needs to just be donated or just thrown away? And where you can sell it, which is a lot of what I talk about in that workshop, is specifically where you can sell things, which things sell better on eBay, which things sell better on Facebook Marketplace, which things sell better at an auction or a garage sale, all the different options and some of my tips on how to sell things. And I don't know if you guys know this, but I actually used to be a licensed auctioneer, and my grandpa still is. He got me into it when June was, she was like 9 months old, I think, when I went to auctioneer school. And then I auctioned until I quit full time when I got pregnant with Izzy. And then I still did like some weekend auctions and things like that up until I was pregnant with Melly. That was my last auction that I ever did, was like right before I had Melly. So fun fact about me. So I know a lot about the resale business, auction specifically, people who buy things with the intent to flip them, resell them on eBay, things like that. So be thinking about that as you're doing some spring decluttering. How can you sell this stuff, and how can that also help you on your budgeting journey? And it's really a win-win because you get a clean house and you get extra money. So it's really, really awesome. So the next thing is what I call pulling the weeds from your social media. Okay, so we're doing spring metaphors, so stick with me on this one. So you're pulling the weeds from your social media. So this basically means, like, you guys, this is a great time to unfollow people who aren't serving you anymore, or brands that aren't serving you anymore. And think about it as that. Like, what are they bringing to your life? This means, like, people who are dramatic, people who are always causing drama, people who are like negative all the time, people who are sharing things that are against maybe your political views or your religious views. Not that like everyone you associate has to agree with you, but if that's a trigger for you, if there's certain people who just, they share political stuff that you just don't agree with, and every time it kind of makes your blood boil a little bit, probably someone you should unfollow or just mute or hide, or, you know, depending on what platform you're on. Because we all have those people that we can't unfollow because we have to, you know, play nice, and, you know, we have people that we have to follow so they don't get mad or whatever. But you can hide them, you can mute them, you don't have to see what they post if that's something that is not a positive vibe in your life, right? You guys, I think that our screens, our social media are such a big part of our life that it really, really affects us. I can't even remember how many years ago it was now, I made it a point to unfollow news. Like, I don't follow news sites. I don't follow my local news. I don't follow like CNN or Fox News or anything like that. I do follow a little bit of like celebrity gossip, you know, guilty pleasure. But all the, there's just so much negativity out there. I don't need that in my daily life. If something big newsworthy happens, my friends are going to share about it. I'm going to hear about it. I still hear news. Okay. I just don't have it constantly in my face with news outlets on social media. It's just, that's a lot. It's a lot. So anything that is not serving you on your journey, that is not helping you get to your next goal, unfollow, hide, mute, whatever you need to do. Also, this is a really good time, if this is one of your goals, to think about what notifications you have coming on your phone. I don't have a lot of notifications that pop up on my phone. I do have like Facebook Messenger pops up because I talk to a lot of my friends on there, like as a text message. My text messages pop up. That's kind of about it, I think. I don't even think I have like Snapchat. I don't even think that pops up anymore. Like people will text me like, hey, check your Snapchat, because I don't have any Facebook notifications pop up. I don't have any Instagram notifications pop up. I don't have email, nothing. If I need to go to Instagram, I go to Instagram and that's it. So I don't need a notification every single time somebody does something on Instagram. It's not serving me. This is also a really good time to put on your goals list, you know, to clean out your inbox or clean up your home screen on your phone. All those kind of like social media, technology, decluttering. This is a really good time to do that. Because we all know that our phones and our technology are a really big part of our day, of our life, and we need to be intentional with them as well, right? So number three is allow yourself to bloom. Still with the spring metaphors, I know. Allow yourself to bloom. So this is a really good time. Like I said, we've got that fresh, like, yay, it's finally spring motivation. And this is a really good time to pick up a new hobby, dive into a new habit. Like if you want to start going for walks more, you know, the weather's getting warm. This is a really good time to pick up that habit. Or for me, like it's getting warmer here, so I'm naturally thirstier and I've been wanting to work on my water. So I just thought, you know what? I'm actually thirstier now because it's already like 70 degrees here. So this is a really good time to kind of focus on being more intentional with my water. And this is a really good time to make it a weekly goal to go for a walk or take the girls to the park or something like that. And that really, you know, there are so many other positive things that come from that. Obviously with the water, like your body's going to feel better. And then you're going to do better on this. And like, it's that ripple effect. And if you go for a walk, like your body's going to feel better. Plus you're spending quality time with your kids, or, you know, you're getting outside. Ripple, ripple, ripple. Like it is just, it refreshes your entire life. So this is a really good time to kind of focus on our personal goals as well. Maybe this is the time that, you know, we want to really dive into reading more books. You know, it's a really good time to like sit on the porch while the kids play outside, dig into a new book, or, you know, pop one earbud in, is how I do it when my kids are awake. Pop one earbud in and listen to an audiobook or a podcast so I can hear mama, mama, mama in the other ear. or, you know, break up a fight or whatever I need to do between the kids. And, you know, this is a really good time to do that. I'm actually going to be talking about in the April 2nd issue of the Rise and Shine newsletter. I'm going to be giving you guys a early access to a blog that I'm writing, or actually I already wrote it, but a new blog that I have coming out about the top 5 books that will help push you out of your comfort zone. So if you're not on my Rise and Shine newsletter list and you want to get access to that, go ahead and sign up. If you're listening to this later than April 2nd, don't worry, you can go ahead and sign up, and in the welcome email to the Rise and Shine newsletter, you're going to get a link to the resources archives page, and you can find all of the blogs, all of the resources mentioned in previous issues on that archives page. So it's a little like welcome, here's everything that's ever happened on the newsletter kind of thing. So I'm going to be talking about that, and there are 5 really, really good books, like life-altering books that you have to read. There, hint, this is one of them. And I say in the blog, like, you can see some of my favorite books in like all of my videos. And also, you guys, you know, this is a really good time to plant your seeds for growth. I'm still on the metaphors. Plant some seeds for growth. So this is like a really good time to refresh your overall goals. And you know, that's something that the Power Sheets are so great about, is not only do they prompt you every single month to set goals, but every 3 months they prompt you to refresh. And it's every season is something different. Like spring is, I don't have my Power Sheets in here, they're in the living room, but spring is like something about writing out, like, what are your goals with social media? What are your, like, I think it's like a house declutter. I don't know. Some of the things that I just mentioned, actually, it's kind of what inspired me to record this. But also at the end of every seasonal refresh, it gives you a space to rewrite your 10 overall goals. Or if you have less than 10, I think I have seven, eight. But it gives you a place to rewrite those big picture goals that you set in January. And that way you're like, okay, this one doesn't really serve me anymore. Like, I thought it was a goal, but it's actually not. Or I kind of want to reword this one. I kind of want to tweak this. Or actually, I really did not work on this the past 3 months. I knew I need to focus on that. So it gives you that time to rewrite them, which I absolutely love. It is so helpful. So the most that you can get off track with your goals is 3 months. That's it. You know, it's a few weeks, really. So if you refresh every season, the most you're going to get off track is 3 months. So you don't have that, like, you wake up and, oh my gosh, all of a sudden it's November and I have done nothing. You don't ever have that kind of sinking feeling. Okay, so this is a really great time to refresh your goals that you set at the beginning of the year. And if you haven't set goals for 2019 yet, this is the perfect time to set them. It's never too late to set goals. When I started using the Power Sheets, I started using them in like July of whatever year that was, like not even in the middle of the year, just randomly. I heard about them. I was like, I have to check these out. I got them. It was just, I was like, hey, I'm going to start now. And that's fine. Okay. It doesn't have to be quote unquote perfect for you to start setting your goals. So either refresh your January goals or set them in the first place. Now is as good a time as any. And so sometimes we start to get overwhelmed, especially if we're like, oh my gosh, it's already April. I'm so far behind, or it just seems too big of a mountain to climb. You guys, think about the big picture. Like, where do you want to be in 10 years? If you could be living your dream life in 10 years, what would that look like? Where would you be? Who would you be with? How would you spend your days? How do you want to feel? What do you want your bank account to look like? Paint the picture. What is that picture for you? I know what that picture is for me. I've spent a lot of time in that world, daydreaming, manifesting, let's call it manifesting, that 10 years from now. 40-year-old Sammy, she's got it going on, okay? The 10 years between now and then, we're working on it. But 10 years from now, Sammy, she's like, she's got it, okay? That's my big picture. That's as far, really, honestly, as I can think into the future without getting overwhelming, like, anxiety attacks. In the Power Sheets, Laura Casey says, like, where do you want to be when you're 80? And I literally started having an anxiety attack when I was like 80. I hardly know where I want to be when I'm 40. So I literally crossed it out and wrote 40. These are my power sheets. These are my goals. I can't think about being 80. I just want to make it to 40 right now. That's good enough. So I think about that big picture. That's my big picture. If you can think farther than 10 years in the future, props to you. My big picture is 10 years from now. So I think, what seeds can I plant right now so I can enjoy that fruit 10 years from now, right? So I think about, you know, okay, I want to live in that house. I want to do this during the day. Like, I want to spend my days like this. I want to spend more time with my husband than I do away from him. So what do I need to do to get from here to there? And how can I meet in the middle, right? How can I make those lines connect? So I think, well, I need to start saving now for him to retire and investing, right? I need to grow my business to the point that I want it to be in 10 years. Like, I need to start taking steps for that. I need to start saving money to buy that dream house that 40-year-old Sammy lives in. Everything else. I want to feel great. I want to still be healthy. I want to still, be at peace with my mental health. So what do I need to do physically and mentally to be living that life I want to live? Does that make sense? So what seeds can I plant right now? Well, if 40-year-old Sammy wants to be healthy and still kicking, then 30-year-old Sammy needs to be drinking 70 ounces of water a day and needs to be moving her body and needs to be going to counseling, needs to be having quiet time to journal and pray and read and meditate and all the things, right? 30-year-old Sammy needs to be saving as much money as possible so we can be living in that house in the future. Okay. So whatever that is for you, this is a really great time to refresh those goals. There's just something so magical about a change of a season. It's just like God's way of being like, here you go, like refresh, right? Take advantage of that, you guys. I know that you guys feel it too. It's just a natural part of being human, of being a part of this world, of, you know, our animal instincts, of we know that nature is changing and we change with it. So this is also a really good time to get a handle on our money, on our budget, because like it or not, 98% of those big picture goals that you have for your life involve money, if not 100% of them. So I want to be living in that house. I want to be driving that kind of car. I want my husband to be retired. What do I need to do money wise? Which means I have to get a handle on my money now. I have to plant those seeds now. Okay, you guys. So that looks like writing out your bills, knowing where your money is going, by having your bills organized, what is due, when is it due, how much is it, and having it on one piece of paper, having it on one spreadsheet, not having it in 20 different envelopes thrown in different rooms, like just scattered everywhere. This looks like tracking your spending and knowing where your money is going. How much are you spending every single month on restaurants? How much money have you spent on Starbucks this month, right? You have to know where your money is going. You have to be intentional with it. So that looks like tracking your spending. You have to make a debt payoff plan. Okay, how much debt do you actually have? Do you know the total? How long will it take you to pay it off? When will you be debt free? What can you do to make that timeline shorter? Okay. What kind of savings plan do you need to have? How much money can you save? What do you need to save to hit your goal? So our goal for 2019 is to save $40,000. It's a really big goal. It is honestly like just out of our reach. Every time that we slide off of the goal, something happens where we like get extra money from something. And so it's been kind of evening out and we've made it to April, more or less staying on track. We're like a couple percent off of my goal right now, but fingers crossed, it's going to be really close one way or the other. But I had to make that plan. You know, I had to sit down and you guys, in December, in those awkward days between Christmas and New Year's, I sat down and I put the office on in the background and I sat in front of my computer for like 4 hours, 5 hours, and I rough planned out the entire year's budget. Yes. When I told my counselor this, I was like, yeah, I did that. Like, I drank way too much coffee and I planned out my entire budget. And she was just like, oh my gosh, like that's you in a nutshell. It's like, yes. So I did, I planned it all out, and yeah, it took some time, but you know what? I know where I'm going to be 3 months from now. I know where I'm going to be at the end of the year. And even if things fluctuate, like I have to make adjustments, of course, because life happens, but more or less I have a plan. I have a savings plan. I know where our bills, how much our bills are going to cost. I know how much spending money we're going to need, more or less. It's not 100% perfect all the time, of course, but you get my idea. Maybe this looks like opening some accounts. You guys know I talk a lot about having a separate debit card account for our bills and another one for our spending. I also have a third debit card account now for our sinking fund, but you could also do that as a savings account. You separate your money, organize it. Maybe this looks like opening a savings account for your kids. That was one of my goals last year. I had just had all their piggy bank money, all their birthday money, like literally thrown in individual shoeboxes. Not earning them interest, not being a good example of a parent to them in the financial sense. So I finally opened them each Ally savings account. Now they're earning 2.2% interest versus nothing in a shoebox underneath my bed. So maybe that's just something you need to do. Maybe you need to open, maybe you need to, like, you know, work on your IRA or start a mutual fund. Things like that. What other miscellaneous money tasks have you been putting off? That would be a really great time to put that on your goals list and do that. And in the spirit of a spring refresh, you guys, I have decided to do a spring refresh sale on my full budgeting course, Your Sunny Money Method, and I'm offering 20% off until April 6th. So if you're listening to this after that, sorry. But you guys, if you're listening to this before then, this is a really great sale. I don't do sales very often, every few months. So if this is something that you're like, you've been eyeing the course, you want to get in, but you've been waiting like for a discount or for whatever, and you really want to like plant those seeds with your money, and now is as good a time as any. So I'm offering that 20% off. You can just go to the regular page at sunnysideuplife.com/yoursunnymoneymethod with dashes between each word. I also have the link here for you guys as well. So you guys take advantage of that if you've been waiting. So the last thing on my list, number 5, is to soak up the sun. You guys, obviously, I'm kind of a fan of suns. I don't know if you guys know that about me. But you guys, there's something so, I think it just kind of, again, with the animal instincts, like, it's part of our nature. We need to get outside. We need to soak up that sun. You know, get out, get some fresh air, have some quality time with your family, go to the park, go for a walk, play in the backyard, sit on your porch and listen to an audiobook, whatever you need to do to get outside, get some fresh air, soak up the sun. Hopefully it's getting warm wherever you live. I know some people, like, it's still pretty cold. My husband is in New York right now for work, and it's still pretty cold up there. So I feel for you guys that it's not spring yet, but it is coming, and at least it's getting warmer for a lot of you. So get outside. Don't underestimate the power of just some fresh air, an open window, a walk, a trip to the park, things like that. Even just like going to have your morning coffee outside, whatever you can do, eating your lunch outside. Like if you work in an office and you're not able to get out a lot during the day, simple things like that, you guys, it really will help. And you know, sunshine is free. Fresh air is free. So, you know, it goes in with frugal fun. And on the topic of frugal fun, I have another blog post that's coming out in the April 9th issue of the Rise and Shine newsletter, where I'm going to be sharing some free things, some free spring activities that you can do, some of my favorite ideas for having fun on a budget. Specifically, most of them are outside things for the warmer weather. So you guys be looking for that. Again, if you're not on the newsletter list yet, get on it. Obviously, I'm getting tired. I'm starting to trip over my words here. Luckily, that was the last thing on my list to talk to you guys about. So you guys, thank you so much for tuning in for this first ever live recording of the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Now, those of you who are watching the Facebook Live, you know how much I really do talk with my hands. you guys, don't forget about the spring refresh sale of your Sunny Money Method. 20% off, you guys. I try to do sales as often as I can and, you know, help you guys out, give you kind of that push you need, that motivation to jump in and join us in the course. We have hundreds of women who have joined this course and are seeing amazing results. You know, we get together every month and do our live group coaching. It's so fun. You get access to all of the previously recorded sessions. You get access to all of my recorded workshops. You get all my worksheets. So much stuff, 30 lessons, like it is where it's at. Like if you need everything to get started, this is it. So if that is one of your spring goals, to like get your bills organized, track your spending, add up your debt, make a savings plan, blah, 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 all the things, you can find all of that in the course, okay? Also, you guys, get on the Rise and Shine newsletter list if you have not already. Like, we are putting some awesome stuff out in this. There are coupon codes that you can't find anywhere else, not just for my stuff, for other people's products who have been nice enough to include them for my audience. There are exclusive guest articles that you literally can't find anywhere else. I'm having a guest writer every single week come in and write you guys like a small mini little article. And they've been so generous to do this. And you guys have to take advantage of this amazing free resource. Those of you who are watching on Facebook, you guys, if you have not been listening to the podcast, this is what you're missing. This is episode 37. So there are 36 other amazing episodes. You guys, the podcast is growing like at an insane rate. And I'm so, so grateful. So if you've not been listening every single week, again, you're missing out on another amazing free resource, if I do say so myself. I'm going to start doing something really fun. The other day, I was reading through the iTunes reviews, and they're so, so sweet. And I thought, you guys, I need to start like doing shout outs. So I'm going to start doing shout outs soon. And I've already recorded a couple of other episodes that are going to come out after this one. So if you don't hear me do them in that one, like, forgive me. But I'm going to start doing shout outs of reviews because you guys are so sweet to take the time to write a review, because that is what helps the podcast grow. And I'm so grateful for that. So if you're nice enough to leave me a review, I will start shouting them out. So please leave me reviews. hit subscribe, of course, if you haven't already, and share with your friends, because you guys, you never know who needs to hear this message. You never know. You know, I've listened to some podcast episodes that have literally changed my whole life. I've listened to interviews with authors that I didn't even know existed and read their books, and their books changed my life. Or like the Power Sheets. I found out about the Power Sheets from a podcast episode. And if someone wouldn't have shared that podcast episode and I wouldn't have learned about the Power Sheets, literally my entire life would be different. So share, share, share. Okay, that is it for me, you guys. Thank you so much for joining me for this double Facebook Live and podcast recording episode. I appreciate you guys so much, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.